the drug problem continues to pose a serious threat to the health, safety, and well-being of all humanity, and in particular the youth, our most precious asset. Then the second major reason is that the world drug problem undermines sustainable development. Hence, we are talking of sustainable development goals. It also undermines political stability and democratic institutions, including efforts to eradicate poverty, and threatens national security and the rule of law. You can see how very serious the effects are.
Now, give us facts and figures about substance abuse and harmful use of alcohol.
Yes, indeed. Worldwide, a whole 3.3 million deaths every year result from harmful use of alcohol.
Yes. Now, what kind of schemes are needed in a country like South Sudan to tackle the problem of substance abuse?
The main priority approaches we actually developed to respond to the growing challenge of addressing substance abuse issues in most countries. And the first one is, of course, to do with awareness. Now, if we were to look at awareness, what are we talking about when we talk of awareness? The whole thing starts with political commitment. And that political commitment is so important, so that once the awareness is there, you will find that the authorities that be will actually take responsible actions to counter all this. You also need to be able to look at policy formulation. And the policy development, whenever you're talking of policy, you talk of policy and legislation. These are essential to prevent the fragmentation and inefficiency of services and activities, and to ensure a framework that prevents violation of human rights and ensures that treatment and care are delivered to those in need. The specific focus is on strengthening countries' capacity for the development and implementation of national policies, plans, and legislation for addressing public health problems caused by alcohol, drugs, and other psychoactive substances.
All right. Now, just let's look at your role as World Health Organization. What role are you playing to support South Sudan meets this goal?
The role of WHO, in order to achieve a reduction of risk factors for non-communicable diseases, which includes these substance abuse problems, including harmful use of alcohol and substance abuse, and underlying social determinants, the WHO planned to support the Minister of Health in the following activities. The first one is conducting an assessment to establish the burden of these non-communicable diseases, including, of course, the substance abuse challenges. Once you can establish the extent to which this is a problem in the country, then the ministry is able to formulate policies in response to that.